Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Gimel. Today's daf is sponsored by Beryl and Shelly Dasko. Lil Nishmas Yitzchak Moshe, Ben Yisrael Yehuda, and Neshama Shev Meliyah. So, next Karbanos. Hachatas HaTzibur VaHayachid. Chatas Tzibur, one of those, we'll see that in a minute. Chatas Yachid. By the way, how many Chatas Yachids are there? The answer is there are six. Six Chatas that a Yachid can bring. Number one is the one we all know and love. Someone doesn't have Erev Shogeg, that's number one. Number two is a chatas that's brought by either a woman that had a baby, a zav or a zava. That's what's called a bird, so only a bird. Number three is a chatas olaviyoreid, only brought for three things: a shvua, tuma, and those two things: like tuma and a shvua. So much mikdash mikdash of, or swearing falsely, or making a false shavua. That's number three. Right. Number four is a chatas that a metzorah brings on his purification process. Number five is a nazir, a chatas a nazir brings on his purification. And number six is a chatas that a nazir brings if he becomes tummy during his nazirah. If he ruins his nazirah, he has to bring a chatas and start over. What? Chatas Nachshon, because one time in history, we're going to get to that a little later. We had that already. We don't talk about things that are not Lodoros. Those are the six chatas Yachid. Elohein chatas Tibor. Here are the public chatas: Tiirei Rosh Hashanah, the goats that are brought on Rosh Chodesh, Shalmo Ados, or on Yom Tovim. Again, Shchitasan B'Tzafon. The Shchita is in the Tzafon. The Kibel Daman B'Klisharei B'Tzafon. The money. The dom is makabel in the tzafon. The dom on ton arba matanos al arba kronos. It requires four matanos on the four horns of the mizbeach. We'll spend a lot of time on that today. Ketad, how did that happen? Ola bakevesh went up the ramp. Ufana, and he turned lasovev to the sovev. The sovev is a ledge above the red line that the Kohen was able to walk on, and he walked on that ledge, he could lift his arm, and then he could touch the horns. So, I was talking with this with Stewie over Shabbat. In the Masifta, and I believe in the same thing as in the Art Scroll, the picture of the Mizbeach is a main ramp. That main ramp takes you from the floor to the top of the Mizbeach. Coming out of the main ramp was a side ramp that took it to the ledge. In the picture in the Masifta, and I believe in the article, the side ramp is on a back note. In the Machon HaMikvah that you guys got me, it's flush with the main ramp. What the Nafkamin is, I don't know, but they have it flush with the main ramp. There's a main ramp, and then in the picture here, there's a side ramp that goes like this diagonal, take it to the ledge. In the Machon HaMikvah, it's a main ramp, and then there's a side ramp flush with the main ramp, that lets you off at the ledge, at a lower point. What the nafkamin is between being flush or being diagonal, I don't know. And also, in the Masifta, the ramp coming down, that's on the right side. In the ramp coming down, the Masifta has the ramp like a handicapped ramp, where it has two ramps. You know, a ramp and then another ramp to go down to the floor. That's how they have this ramp. In the Machon HaMikvah, they don't have that either. Yeah. It's only one ramp going straight down. No, we're going to get to that. That's what Stewie was telling me the Nafkamin is. You have to go back where you came from, where you can go down the ramp. I don't know about that. The Gemara, Rashi's going to say something a little bit soon. He's going to allude to that. Not like that. You can read it both ways. We'll get to that, Rashi. Underline it. So one ramp. Well, how does it happen in that picture? So it's diagonal. And the left side is one ramp or is it a double ramp? Or the left side. The Meiriv side, the western side. Ah, so the Masifta has three ramps. Right. Anyway, right. I know. There's a tumult with that also. The first base I make those. Right. Except we're going to have it in a few minutes. We'll just hold that thought for 1 minute. Yeah. This is Machon HaMikdash. That's not Machon HaMikdash. Right. Okay, so according to this picture, how did the Kohen get off the ledge? So we're going to learn in a minute that when you get up to the Mizbeach, all Kol Pinos, you have to go to the right.
Correct.
So if you want to go, you get up to the ramp and you want to go to the left, you have to go all the way around first. Why? Because you always have to go to the right. Fine. So you go to the right, the first horn you hit is the southeast. Agreed? That's the first one. Then the next one. Then the next one. Then the bottom one, which is the southwest. Right. Now, how do you get off that? How do you get... Oh, so how do you get off the ramp? You go over on the left ramp sticking out, that little ramp, get back onto the main ramp, and go back down. In the Mitzvah, the ramp is a double ramp. The little ramp, it's a double ramp. What you gain is that when you get it to the bottom of it, you're right by the Yisod. You're right by the Yisod. I don't know if it's a machlokes, I don't know. But that's okay. Anyway, Ubalo Karen Dromus Mizrachis. The first one you reach is the southeast, right? Then Mizrachis Tzvonis northeast, Tzvonis Maravis northwest, then Maravis Dromus southwest. Shiari Hadam, the leftover dam, Hayeshofech Al Yisod Dromit. The leftover dam is poured on the southern part of the Mizbeach. That's the same wall of the Mizbeach that has the ramp. Why there? We're going to get to it. V'nechalin lefnim min haklayim. It's eaten within the curtains. What are the curtains? The curtains are a throwback to the Mishkan. Which there were curtains in the Mishkan. In the Beis Hamikdash, there were no curtains. There were only wool. So why is it called the and Aklayim and the curtains? Why are we mentioning, like you said, also in the second Beis Hamikdash? So why are we mentioning the Klayim, the curtains? So the Sfaris Yisrael said, well, listen, we said from the beginning of the Masechta, that this Masechta has no machlokes. It's mamish from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. So after all, Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan, we're going to mention the Mishkan. In two days from now, we're going to mention the ear. We're going to mention the ear of Yerushalayim, and we're not going to mention the Machaneh. But how many times do we have to say it? We say it one time, it's a good enough. Right? That's right, it's Yisrael's answer. The other's answer, more of a Lundish answer, to let you know, let's say you have, what should it have said? It should have said the Azara. So if it says the Azara, what about some of the rooms in the Azara? Like the rooms off to the side. Where the Kohanim hung out, or room. Can you eat the kachim in there? If it said Azara, I would say no. So the purpose of Kalayim is because they didn't need them yet. It's in that area. It's in general, I have a room off to the side where the Kohanim slept. Can I eat my kachim in there? If it said Azara, the answer is no, it's not the Azara. But if it says Kalayim, it's not an area where I can't eat it. Could be, I don't know. Yeah. That's the outside. Yeah, no, that's surely you can't go there. Surely you can't. No. Next. Lezichre kahuna, only males. Look at Rashi. Classic Rashi. Look at Rashi. Dechsiv, why only males? Dechsiv, because it says, HaKohen HaMachata Osa. The Kohen, that's Tumul, that's involved with the Avoda. Lafuke Nashim. Now, Nashim, She'en Ru'uyot Lechitui. They can't do Avoda. Then Rashi says, Uvayikach Korach gavechatas va'ashem u'min chotziv kol zacher yochel oto. So what Rashi give you the first shot for? The kol zacher, black and white, only male. Rashi gives you a whole lump of this over here. Not only the coin that does the avot. Why Rashi do that? The whole Torah. Anyway, v'chol Michael, you can eat it any way. Roasted, cooked. There's no. Only carbon paper has to be roasted. Otherwise, any carbon, however the coin wanted to eat it, was okay. Liyom v'layla. Ad chatzos. Liyom v'layla until chatzos. Okay? Why does it say liyom v'layla? Look at the Rashi, yom v'layla. Kidi alfinan v'perek shlishi. Ubasar zevach todas shlamav lamadnu. Shenelechelet liyom echa. Seen for one day. Monday, you bring a carbon Monday, and plus Monday night. Chatzis v'asher v'nayin. Tam v'lamad zevach. Listen to this line. Ubekadjim, laila holach achar hayom. Kadjim, the night follows the day. What does that mean? The chiv, like I said, lo yonuch menuad bokir. What's Rashi talking about? Yeah, but you can't bring kavanas at night. So what's the purpose of Rashi saying that? Right. Balmum Kani. Yes, Balmum Kani. We're going to get to that a little bit. They told me with that also. What Rashi say that for? Because the Balmum also is letting. Right, they did you with that. No, you cannot. Right. First of all, it can only be eaten in the Azara. It can only be right. But she's there? No, she can't eat it. Right. Now, Hechid of it, how exactly was the blood applied to the horns? How exactly? So, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, it's a machlokes. Chad Amar. One says, no sein ama eilis the eilis. I'm sorry, no sein ama eilis the ama eilis. You could put it, the horn was an ama. You could put it anywhere on that ama. And I think this means you can even put it anywhere as long as it's one amma away. So if you're a half an amma below the horn, it's also good. That's also good. That's what I think that means. What? But it's within an amma of the horn. It's good enough. That's what I think that means. Amma elech va'amma elech. I think that's what it means. The chad amar, no. One says, michet v'yored k'neged chodo shel keren. It has to be on the corner of the horn. Basically the quarter of the horn that meets at two sides of the wall. That's what that means. The makloka. What? I think on the horn. I think it means on the horn. Ama Eilech, yeah, where's that Rashi? Ama Eilech. Kishu Omed Eitel Zavit, Hamizbeach, when he's standing there, noting Besoch Ama Shel Miktoa. You put it on within an amma of the corner, wherever you want. Ola darom, ola mizrach, v'keren dromis, mizrach v'chol keren v'keren. That's what I think it means. Put it anywhere you want, as long as it's in an amma of the horn. Within an amma. Yeah. That's what I think it means. Then the next one says, the next one is much clearer, it's on the corner of the horn. That's when you take your finger, dip it in the blood, and you put it on that corner. Now, Ali b'Rabbi of Shimon, according to the Tana of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, the Amar, ki asma einonas es ela begufa shel keren the kuli amalo plik. If you hold like this Tana, that said that it must be on the goof of the keren, there's no machlokas. Ki plik, when's the machlokas? Ali b'Rabbi. Oh, machlokas is on the Rebbe. Why? The mar savar ama elech ba'ama elech k'neged keredu. As long as it's within an amma, it's called on the keren. Umar sabar k'neged chuda. In, only on the chuda, only on the corner. Yes, tfei lo. If you're away from the corner, it doesn't count. Why? Because Rebbe had a shita, he was more maple, he was more lenient than exactly where the blood has to be. So then we can have a machlokas about it. It has to be on the corner, horn itself. What's the machlokas? Meisvei. And the long brayta now, which is going to ask, how could someone argue, how could Rebbe hold a shita? You'll see, there's no machlokas. Meisvei. The Gemara says, you're right, it's not my focus. One's b'dechatzila, and one's b'dievet. Meisvei. Chadat ha-tivor v'hayachid. Keitzad matan damen. What, how'd it go? Hayo'ol l'kevesh. You went up to the ramp. Upon l'sovev. And you turned onto the ledge. Ubalo l'keren dromitz mizrachit. The first horn you pop into is the southeast. B'tovel b'etzba hayimonis. And you dip your finger in your right finger, hamiyumanis. Your most chush of a finger, which is your forefinger, should be a min of your right hand, min hadam, from the dam, should be mizrach. That's in the bowl. The chomer b'gidulo milmaila, somehow, you take your thumb, ube'ez baktana, and your pinky milmata, somehow you use your other two fingers, your thumb or your pinky, to apply pressure to the corner of the mizbeah. Umachte biyored kineged chuta shel keren, and you apply it against the corner of the keren, ad shemechala kol hadam shebeetzva, until you're smearing it, exactly. Right. Rashi says Rashi uses the word makabet, which means to shrink, which means you apply pressure to make your fingers tight on the wall so you get all the blood off. The chayin call karet v'karet. So to every single horn. You're not sprinkling it at all. You're applying it. Not to recut, no, it's applying. But the mission is data, the mission is matanos. Right? Right? V'domen tar arba matanos al arba kronos. On Yom Kippur, they do Zerika. This is not Zerika. This is called Matana. So, what do you think from here? Who said you could put it on the Amma? Everyone says, no, Machlokes about this. What do you see? The Tanoim held has to be on the corner. Who could say otherwise? So it doesn't make a difference. Someone said you could put it on the wall of the Mizbeach. Nobody says that. So, you go, Hachik Amar, Mitzvah Bechudi. You're right. Mitzvah, Lechachila, you should do it this way. But bid the Eved, if you put it on the Amma, it's good enough. If you put it below the red line, for sure not good enough. That's for sure not. You have to be within the ballpark. How far down, I don't know. I think an Amma. Within an Amma of the cord. More than that, I think it's too far away, but I don't know for sure. That's what I think. Okay, next. My Rebbe, Umay Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon, he said this. There's a machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon. It's definitely the procedure, and according to Rebbe, there could be a machlokas. According to Elazar ben Shimon, there could be no machlokas. What's that about? So now, the Tanya. Domen hel yonim, the dom that's applied above the red line, nitanin michut ha-sikra ulamayla, is put from the chut ha-sikra, from the red line, and above. Domim ha-tachtonim, lower dom, other kavanos, nitanin michut ha-sikra ulamatan. Below the red line, divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe's opinion. Well, there was Shimon Omer, the Medav Amurim. When is all that true? That's by an Olas Ha'ov. That's only true by an Olas Ha'ov. Aval b'chatas behema. But if it's a chatas behema, ki atma ein nasis al gufa shel keren. Same story. It must be on the goof of the keren itself. Amir Revo, my timer, the Rebbe. What's Rebbe's reason? What's Rebbe's reason for what? That, you can put it anywhere you want on the top half of the mizbeach. It doesn't have to be on the kronos. Why? Very hard lima. The chtiv, it says in Yecheskel the following thing. It says, the ha'ar'el, and ha'ar'el, which is the mizbeach, arba amos. It's arba amos. Okay? Ume ha'ar'el ulamayla, and from ha'ar'el and above, is ha'kronos, I'm reading this next pasuk, arba. Why? Because there are four kronos, and each carrot is one arm at all. They have a total of four. The Gemara says, Arba Amos Hutahava? Right? Is it four Amos tall? We're thinking now, this is the entire Mizbeah. Four Amos, the home of death, 4 hours tall? No, Amr Vadabarava. No. Markham Kronos Arba. The Makam of the Kronos is four. So the next line of the Gemara is impossibly hard. Makom Kronos Arba Haver? The Makom of the Kronos was four? It was four. What do you mean? Economic, you mean? So the way I think. I don't know, whatever it is. Right. Oh, no, this is over the third base. The third is the future. The point is, what I think the kasha is it shouldn't have said, the pasuk shouldn't have said four amos, it should have said two by two. The pasuk phrased it as four amos, that's funny. It should have said two by two. What? No, it's two by two, because it's supposed to diagonal. Two by two. Two by two. Two by two. That's what the pasuk should have said. The pasuk said four, a little misleading. Right? Ela Ema, rather, it means, Ela Ema, Rishus Kronos Arba, the Rishus, anywhere. In other words, that the name Keren was four Amos, meaning, what I think it means is, anywhere above the red line is called the Rishus of the Keren, and therefore anywhere above the red line, according to Rebbe, you are allowed to put the dam of a carbon chatas. Okay? Make sense? It's I think, 5 ounces. I think the whole thing was 10 ounces tall. No, I'm sorry, I think they're back. I don't know. You don't see the pictures? Okay. Yeah. It's right, the red line is right below the ledge. Right below the ledge is the red line. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there. Where is that? I don't know. That's in Midos. Chut Shel Sikra, the red line, Chagro Be'emta, it was a separated midway, Lahavdil Ben Dam Helyonim, Dam HaTachtonim, to separate the upper blood and the lower blood. V'nahani Mili, how do you know that? Who made up this rule of the red line? Where'd that come from? So Amar Rav Acha Rav Katina, Shinemar, it says, V'haisa, this is in the Torah, this is in Parashat, I think it's Parshas Kisisa. V'haitza hareshes. The reshes is the mesh work, they call it. Ad chatzi hamizbeach. That was only the half of the mizbeach. Meaning, HaTorah nasna mechitza. The Torah already envisions a mechitza. Lahavdil, v'dam el yonim, v'dam et haktonim. The separate between the upper blood and the lower blood. Okay? Maybe. Right, in a chanam, maybe he could. Next, Shiari Hadam. Now we're going to get to what we were talking about before, the ram. So, Tana Rabbanan. Abraham says it like this. El Yisod Mizbeach. Zeh Yisod Dromi. That's the southern wall of the Mizbeach. The Kodesh Kedoshim, Dromi is south. Dorm is the south. That's the southern, right. Okay. The Kodesh Kedoshim, right, was in the western part of the Beit HaMikdash. How do you know that? Because the Kosel is the western outer wall, and it was the closest wall to the Kodesh Kedoshim. So the Kodesh Kedoshim was in the west. So when you leave the Kodesh Kedoshim and then you leave the Heichal, you're in the western sphere. I don't know what you call it. West, the western area. It's west. The Mizbeach didn't face the same way as the Heichal. The ramp went from south to north. Right? It went from south to north. So when you walk out of the Heichal, the first area of the Mizbeach you're going to bump into is the western wall. Why? Because you're in the west. However, the Mishnah said that the dam is poured on the yisod of the southern wall, of the southern yisod of the Mizbeach. How is that? Well, you're not coming out of the Mizbeach. You're not coming out of the Heichal. You're coming down the ramp. So when you're coming down the ramp, the first one you're going to bump into is the southern one. Why? Because the ramp's on the south. It makes a lot of sense. Okay. Now, so Ata Omer Yisod Dromi, you said it means the Yisod of the southern wall. Oena El Yisod Ma'aravi. It means the western wall. And you know what? The Yilmud Tassim in Amma Forest. Let's learn out something that's black and white from to something that's not so black and white. Why? Because we know that when you come out of the Mizbeach in the Heichal for various karbanos that are done inside, and then we said, no matter what you do in there, the Shirayim is poured outside. Where is it poured? It's poured on the western Yisod. Why the western Yisod? Because it says in the Torah, I underline, Rashi said, Kid Ashkechan v'pinimios le'el, like we learned earlier, by Mizbeach ha'pinimios, it says, Asher Pesach Ohel Moed. Where do you pour the Yisod? Opposite the Ohel Moed. What is opposite the Ohel Moed? The western wall. Why? Because that's in the west. So the first wall coming out of the Pinimios that you bump into is the western one. So I know that's the western one. So why, by Achaz, if you're coming down the ramp, should it be in the southern one? Should also be in the west. Right? The Yilma tells him, and I'm a forest. Let's learn out something I don't know from something I do know. Right? The Gemara says, now I have a better pshat. Amar said, no, listen to this. Yilmod, Yiridasim in Akevesh, I'll learn out the Yirida from the Kevesh, liyitiyasa min ahechol. Just like leaving the hechol. Ma yitiyasa min ahechol. Just like when you leave the hechol. The first one you do is b'samachlo. So you pour the yeshivayim in the first wall of the mitzvah that you bump into. Indicates that the hechol, it's the western one. After you yitiyasa min hakevesh. So too, when you're leaving the kevesh, b'samachlo. You do the one that you bump into first. Which one do you bump into first? Southern. Says Rashi, Nishpachin li so dromi, shehu samachlo. Right? It's the first one you bump into. Which is mashma, when you finish. Which is mashma, that when you come off the ramp, you don't walk all the way back around. It's mashma, you don't do that. It's not mukhwak, it's mashma, you don't do that. What? No, because I can go back around. I can go back around. What? And come out the same way I went up. But I'll be on the eastern side, not the western side. But I think it's Mashmas on the southern, closer to the west. That's the issue. That's the one contention. Stewie says no. You go up around. You come down. You cut across the big ramp. I'll do that. Exactly. Right. Exactly. I just don't know. I don't know how Lamaisa will look. Now, what? There's no video. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, this is my chloke. Some say, Shmuel Omer, Zevet Zeh Yisod my Ravi. He said, both of them, leaving the Heichel, and coming down the Mizbeach, were both done on the western side. They're both on the western side. Southern, I'm sorry. Now, Bishlam Alamanda Ami Yisod Maravi. I understand why it makes sense to say that everything's on the western side. Why? Yilmud Sasabin Amakaras. Let's learn out what I do know to what I don't know. I don't know where I put the southern one. I know that when I come out of the Heichal, I'm on the western side. So too, when I come up to him, I go to the western wall. Elamandami is so dromi, my timer. What's the reason for that? So Amr of Asi, Kasavar, when you come out of the Heichal, the first wall you bump into is the southern wall? How do you get that? It's not possible. So we're going to move the entire Mizbeach to the north. Therefore, when you walk out of the Heichal, you bump into the southern wall. The southwest corner, but on the south. Why? Because the western wall is too far up to the north. Well, you're moving it because he holds, you pour the shirayim on the southern wall. So Machlok is only moving it a few amos. You're only moving it a few amos. You're not moving it 100 amos. You're moving it a few slightly off to get it away from the entrance to the halo. That's all you're doing. Bishla, right? Amar Vasi, Kasavar, Hai Tana, Kula Mizbeach B'tzafon Koi. The entire Mizbeach was in the north. Look at Rashi, second, third to last line. The Ein HaMizbech, Lefnei Pesach Klum. The Mizbech was not connected to the entrance at all. Ella, Amma, Shal Yitzel Dromi. Except for one Amma of the southern wall. Then Rashi has another shot. I don't understand that one. Lashon Akra, another part. Kule Pesach B'Dorom Koi. The whole Pesach is, Kule Pesach B'Dorom Koi. The Pesach of the Heichel is in the southern part of the Mizbeach. And therefore, there is no north. There is no western wall at all. Same thing. Everyone holds that you pour both shirayins on the southern wall, the western wall. I'm sorry. The simanach mashlu gavri legavra. And the simon that you should know that you shouldn't forget that is that the greatness follows greatness. In other words, Rashi says it. Rav Shmuel Bar Yochai was the Talmud of the Mishmal. He saw a lot of Talmidim. He's the great one. Rav Shmuel Bar Yochai is the Talmud. So he followed the Rebbe. Okay, very good. Next Mishnah. Ha'ola. An Ola is kachi kachim. By the way, just in case you didn't know, Ola is kachi kachim. The Gemara is going to ask why the Bishop should say that. Shchitasam b'tzafon. Again, the shchit is done in the north. The kibel dama, the klisharis b'tzafon. The dam is mekavel in the north. The dama ton, shtein matanos, shehin arva. The dam requires two matanos that are really four. This is below the red line. So it's two matanos below the red line. Two matanos that are really four. How is that? We'll get to it. Utu'una, and it requires half shape to remove the skin. Vinitua, to cut up the animal. The kalil l'isha, the whole thing gets burnt for a fire. Ola my time la kachi kachim. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me that ola is kachi kachim? The answer is b'shem d'loksim be kachi kachim hu, because it never says in the Torah that ola is kachi kachim. The Mishnah, by the way, don't think otherwise. It's kachi kachim. Okay, now everybody sees that picture of the mizbeach in the Gemara. Okay, that's going to be vital. Next, v'damatan shtei matanos. Heichi yavin. How do you do two matanos? How do you do it? So Amar of Nasan, chozer v'nosei. Nosing b'chos, Amar Rav. Nosing b'chos of nosing. You take your finger, you sprinkle it, you dab on one part of the altar, take your finger, and you do it on the corresponding side. So you get two, which is really two. One on one wall, one on the other wall. You go to the other diagonal and do the same thing, you got two, which is really four. Shmuel Omer, no, matana achas kimin gamma nosing. You do one matana like a gamma, which is like an L. So you with one thing, you go both. You make an L shape, so you get both walls in one motion. That's two, and you do the other side also. That's two, that's really four. Kitanoi. This is a machalka sonai, by the way. Yachal, I would think Yizru Kano Zerika Achat. I would think you could sprinkle one time. Tamadomar Safiv. It's got to be surrounded. E Saviv. Yachal Yikiferu Kechut. Maybe I'll take my finger and I'll go all around like a big. I'll make a ring of blood. No, Tamulam or Vizarko to Zrika. Hakeitan. How did you reconcile that? Kimin Gama. What? Okay, no problem. Because you're not doing the whole thing. Only one part. Because it's so vague, but it's not Zrika. No, but it's a like Zrika. Zrika motion, it's like Zrika. Because it's not going all around. I want to say, it's not going all around. Shtei matanos chain arva. They got two matanos that are really four. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Nemakan Saviv. It says over here, Saviv. Benel Malahalan. And it says by the, I think this is by the Meluim. I think it's by the Meluim. It says, Saviv, Malahalon, Pisuk, Arba Matanos. Just like over there, it was four distinct Matanos. Afkan over here, Pisuk, Arba Matanos. It was four distinct Matanos. E, Malahalon, Arba Matanos, Al Arba Kronos. Afkan, Arba Matanos, Al Arba Kronos. Maybe just like over there, it was on four distinct corners. So too here, it's got to be on four corners. The answer is no. Amarta Ola to Una Yisod. The Ola requires the Yisod. And by the way, the Kerem Mizrach Hezrom is L'Hayalo Yisod. The southeastern corner does not have a Yisod. It's the only one that doesn't have a Yisod. Therefore, it can't be in each distinct corner. It's got to be 2x4. There is no Yisod. Okay? There's no Yisod. It has to be corresponding to the Yisod. There's no Yisod there. No, it's no rim there. Right, exactly. Well, look at the... Yeah. The rib is not the reason there's no Yisod. My time, what's the reason there's no Yisod? There's a Gadata. Amar Balazar, lo haisa b'selko shel Binyamin. It was not in Binyamin's portion. What? That was. Right. The inheritance to Yehuda and Binyamin were very funny. And this, Rashi explains it like this. See in the picture, there's one Amma. I'm on the west, south, western corner, up on top, top left corner. See there's one little Amma of the Yisod. Then the next one is a whole Yisod. The whole Yisod. Then going down is a whole Yisod. Then there's a little Amma sticking out. All that is Shevet Binyamin. The open area where there is no Yisod, that was Shevet Yehuda. Why? Because that portion was not in Binyamin's territory, and the Mizbeach can only be in Binyamin's territory. So therefore, since this is not in Binyamin's territory, this doesn't do anything. There's no Kapara here. Kapara has to be in Binyamin's territory. Why? Because Yehuda, explains to Marsha, got Keser Malchus. So what does Yehuda need Keser Kahuna also? Doesn't need it. Got Keser Malchus. However, Binyamin had Shaul, which was a very temporary Keser Malchus. It lasted 2 years, a year and a half. So it's okay for Binyamin to be the one that has the Kapara. It's not a Stira, but Binyamin's in the same place as the Kahuna. It's not a Stira. Why Binyamin? We're not going to get to it today. We'll have to start pick up with that tomorrow. The Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Mizbeach Ochel Bechelkel Shel Yehuda Amah. As I just explained, there was one Amah, meaning Rashi explains it means the entire length of the open area of the Mizbeach was one Amah long. It was one Amah wide, but it was extremely long. It made an L shape of every open space where there is no Yisod. It's only one Amah wide, but it goes down 30 Amah, whatever the rectangle of the Mizbeach is. Amr of Levi Racham, Amr of Chama Baruch Hanina, Ritzua Haitza Yosef Mechelko Shal Yehuda. There was a strip of land that went out from Yehuda, Benesas Mechelko Shal Binyamin, and it touched the Chelek of Binyamin. In other words, they were right next to each other, side by side with each other. V'hayi Binyamin HaTzadik, and Binyamin HaTzadik Mitzdara Le B'chol Yom L'notla. He was upset about it every day. Why doesn't he have that portion as well? Now we'll stop here. We're stopping right in the middle of the story. This is actually good. I don't want to rush it. And we'll pick up here tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.